Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Board fires executive director of public library. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. After almost 2 years of contentious debate between the staff, the community, and the public library board, it came to a head last Friday with the firing of library director Terry Leslie. Just one day earlier, Chairman Chuck Butler and former Chair Sage Bear met with Leslie and asked for her resignation, which she refused to give. During the special meeting, the Campbell County Public Library Board voted 4-1 to remove Leslie as executive director of the library. The only no vote from the board came from member Charlie Anderson. No official reason was given for her termination. Chairman Chuck Butler led the meeting to a heated crowd of over 200 people, with a large majority in support of Leslie and her role as director. As the board headed into executive session, the crowd gave Leslie a standing ovation to show their support. Following the executive session, Leslie was given the opportunity to give a statement to the public. In the emotional statement, she said working for the library has been her dream job for 25 years, but that, quote, the last 2 years have been hell. Leslie said she was asked to meet with Butler to discuss the weeding policy, but when she arrived, Bear and Butler asked for her resignation. Quote, they told me this was because I refused to move the books, she said. They never told me which books they were referring to or why they should be removed. In several meetings during the discussion of the collection development policy, Leslie expressed her concerns about potential lawsuits from moving or removing books from the library. She said all she had asked the board to do was, quote, have my back if that were to occur. She went on to express her appreciation for her staff over the years. Quote, in the end, I feel like I've let them down in some regards, that there must have been something more that I could have done, but that's out of my hands now. It's in the board's hands, Leslie said. The board had amended the agenda to include public comment for 60 minutes, but was cut short by Butler after repeated requests for decorum in the room and a comment from Jessen, who said, quote, you're personally an affront to myself and to most of the people I know, Jessen said. This is a bleep show, and I'm embarrassed for this board. After a second executive session for further discussion, the vote was taken. When Leslie left the room, she once again received a standing ovation from the audience. The library board has again called for a special meeting to discuss the appointment of an interim executive director and to review the job description of the position. The meeting will be held at the George Amos Memorial Building at 3 p.m. today. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.